On a Monday from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. A federal judge is permanently blocking Georgia's 2019 heartbeat abortion law. Today, U.S. District Judge Steve Jones ruled that it violates the U.S. Constitution. The measure sought to ban abortions once a detectable human heartbeat was present, with some limited exceptions. Cardiac activity can be detected by ultrasound as early as 6 weeks into a pregnancy, before many women even know they're pregnant. Jones found the law violated the 14th Amendment. More than a week after the shooting death of an 8-year-old Atlanta girl, community members are calling for action. GPB's Ellen Eldridge reports.
Sicoria Turner was shot and killed while riding in a car with her mother near the burned-down Wendy's in Atlanta on July 4th. The area has been the site of protests over the police killing of Rashard Brooks. Now, the girl's family and their attorneys are asking for help in finding those responsible for her death. Robert Bozeman is one of the attorneys representing the family. He says the community needs to be part of the search since no one has come forward.
We may not be able to restore this family's sense of peace, but we can bring the people who are responsible to justice. The police have looked. Now it's our time to start looking.
Donors have also come forward to offer a $50,000 reward for information leading to an arrest in the case. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge in Atlanta.
As of this afternoon, 3,025 Georgians have died from COVID-19. More than 3,600 new cases of coronavirus were reported today alone. As GPB's Sam Burmistaz reports, the rising numbers come as the governor and local governments clash over the response.
Augusta's mask mandate, signed by Mayor Hardy Davis on Friday, joins similar municipal orders in Atlanta, Hinesville, Athens, and Savannah. And even MARTA, the Atlanta metro area's vast public transit system, says it will soon require its riders to wear masks. But the Office of Governor Brian Kemp says local mask orders are invalid because those laws are more restrictive than the governor's executive order. Kemp is strongly encouraging Georgians to wear masks, saying legal orders are not necessary. So far, the governor has not said what action his office might pursue against local mask mandates. For GPB News, I'm Sam Burmistaz.
Officials with the Atlanta Braves say the Major League Baseball team is not changing its name. Team President Terry McGuirk and CEO Derek Schiller released a statement today, soon after Washington's professional football team announced it's dropping a racial slur from its team name. McGuirk and Schiller say the team made its decision in dialogue with Native American and tribal leaders. The team is seeking input on the Braves' tomahawk chop hand gesture that fans popularized in the 1990s. The Braves also have exhibits at SunTrust Park honoring Native Americans and are designing team merchandise to support indigenous language. June tax revenues were down 8.8% from the same period last year. The Georgia Department of Revenue figures show net collections approached $1.94 billion. The biggest drop was in corporate income taxes, down 56% from June of last year. Motor vehicle ad valorem taxes dropped 32%. There's more of today's news at gpbnews.org. I'm Ricky Bevington.